Right at the start of the inquest, the coroner, Dr. Fiona Wilcox, said the question of whether Gareth Williams was able to lock himself in the bag would be at the very heart of the case. Central to answering the question was expert witness Peter Folding. His failed attempts, captured on video to lock himself in a holdall identical to the one in which Gareth Williams was found, have been flashed on TV screens around the world.
It was particularly unpleasant to actually zip yourself in the bag. I had paramedics on standby. I had a release knife inside. I found it extremely difficult. I wasn't flexible enough to be able to close the bag myself. Houdini would have struggled with this one.
Peter Folding told us he was called in by the Met within days of the start of their investigation. He was contracted to work on the case because of his listing as a confined space specialist on a police database of expert witnesses.
I tried this literally hundreds of times, but I couldn't achieve it.
When you were called on to this by the police, was it your advice to them quite early on in this investigation that you didn't think this was something Gareth was able to do on his own?
Yes, it was. That was my opinion.
It wasn't just Peter Folding who gave evidence to the inquest about the bag. Another expert, William Mackay, said he and his assistant had failed in more than 100 attempts, but he said he couldn't rule out that Gareth Williams had managed it.